Hi, Alice, I'm attorney for the Gainesville Six, and I'm talking with you about Oklahoma.
September 22nd, 1972. Would you go ahead and please state your name and address and phone number?
My name's Michael Waite.
Mike, I'm going to ask you some questions about what you know about Bill Lemer. Why don't you go ahead and just tell me when you first met him and the circumstances under which you met him?
Okay, around the first of the year, of this year, 1972, Bill Lemer and another person came from Arkansas, and they were wanting to organize the region into one unit again. It's kind of been divided before. So that was about the basis of his visit. And so.
Were you a member of EVAW at that time?
Yes, I was.
Okay. How often after that did you see Bill Lemer?
Oh, it varied. Saw him maybe every other week, every week. We talked to him at least once a week.
On the phone?
On the phone, yes.
Okay. What kinds of things was he doing?
He was trying to get the two states together. He was trying to organize a paramedical unit in Arkansas. And seemed to be just getting the VBA together in Oklahoma and Arkansas.
Did he talk any at all about his past?
To a degree, yes. He said that he had been in the Army. He was an ex-Green Beret, and that he had been stationed in Fort Benning, Georgia, I believe. I'm not real sure about that. And there he had gotten into some trouble and stuff for a demonstration and had got discharged or separated.
What was he doing in Fayetteville?
He was supposedly going to school and organizing people there for the BBAW.
Was he head of the local chapter there?
From my understanding, he took it over.
Did he talk about any trouble he'd been in the past?
Well, just getting kicked out of the Army or early separation, whatever. I guess maybe he said something about getting busted in a demonstration or two. Seems like it came out.
Did he say that he'd been given an early separation from the Army?
I believe he either got a discharge or an early separation from the Army.
Describe for me Lemer's activities between the time you first met him and the Tinker demonstration. What was he doing with the Fayetteville chapter? The relationship between your chapter and his?
Well, like I said, mostly just organizing the two, getting them together, again, you know, to be an active group. And to get the paper, we had a paper going here with them, and he was going to try and get it in Arkansas and spread around. And his paramedical unit in Arkansas.
What was your role in the local chapter?
For a while I was treasurer, more or less, and just general member.
Who was head of the local chapter?
Let's see, Mike Duggins was a member for a while. That's the head of it for a while, and then Lee Work took it over.
Are they still around?
Yes, both of them are. Mike Duggins, this kind of brings up a point. When Bill first started showing up, let's see, he went to the big meeting in Denver last winter, and about the time Bill showed up, we started having internal problems in the BBAW here in Tulsa. Bob Ritz was accused of writing a letter to the New York Times saying a bunch of stuff had happened that they were planning in Denver, and a lot of things were happening then that possibly really didn't happen. happened when Lamer showed up. I don't know if it was coincidence or what. Strange. And let's see. Ritz was asked to get out of the group, and he went and did it on his own. And Duggan stepped down from, well, let's see. Lamer had something to do with getting Duggan taken out of command or whatever you call it. So Lee Wirt took over then. Lee had it the rest of the time. The group here in Tulsa wasn't very functional after we had our problems with the people.
Did you go to any of the larger meetings that Lou was at?
No. None of the national meetings. No. Denver.
Did Lehmer talk to you about any of the actions he had participated in?
He said that he'd been in the big action in Washington. I guess that was in 71 or and he said that he talked to a senator or someone, and this is when his problems with the Army started about this time. He was still in the Army, supposedly.
Did he talk about any of his actions after joining DVAW? How about the LBJ Library action?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. He said that he was involved in that, and he helped him get together there in the library. So,
were you involved in any of those?
No.
How about the Raw March? Were you involved in it?
The Raw March? What was it?
It was in Texas.
No.
Did he ever talk to you about any bombings in the Fayetteville area?
Not. He said something about a bomb threat.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the guy's name now, but supposedly this guy made a bomb threat. And then he was busted a little bit later. And a strange thing about that, too, that no one, the whole thing is that if we'd been thinking, we could have said, well, Lamer sure is a shaky dude, but I kind of liked him and overlooked a lot of things and just closed my mind to a lot of things. But for a second, if I remember this guy's name, before he was back.
Dam, was it Dameron?
Yeah, Mike Dameron. Bill came over and said, you know, Dameron was drunk over my apartment the other night and said he made the bomb threat, you know, the Dean Russ deal. He said, don't say anything to anybody, but Dameron could be getting in some trouble or something. And then after the bus, he was back over here, and he said that he didn't even know about it. And, you know, it kind of went ding. I said, thought, well, maybe he's just going to stretch his shit. Because it seemed like a lot of his stories were just bullshit. Maybe he lied about a lot of things, exaggerated stories like a lot of people do.
Why did you like him?
I don't know. He was about half insane. I don't know. I don't know if it was his passion or his weight. Maybe he was flipping out and he needed friends. But I liked the guy, and I still do. I just can't hate him because I think he was used by the government.
A lot of the vets, including those who are been indicted, feel exactly the same as you do, and one of our theories is that he was very much being abused by the government. What do you mean when you say you thought he was kind of half insane or something? Can you elaborate at all?
Oh, just other times he seemed, you know, really hyper tense and just couldn't sit still or anything else, like maybe, I don't know. He just was always moving, you know, couldn't slow down very much. Maybe it's just his nature, but
he's Let's talk about some of his personal traits. Chain smoking, indication of nervousness.
Nervousness, yes. He's, like I said, you know, he couldn't sit still. And he always had to be doing something, going somewhere, talking to someone. As far as chain smoking, I really don't even remember if he smoked. I'm sure he did, but I never noticed.
What kind of drugs did he use?
I've never seen him smoke or take anything. He had drugs with him some of the time, but I don't know what they were.
Did he tell you anything about the Denver meeting?
He talked about it a little bit. He said that Bob Ritz was being suspected of being a pig. A lot of trouble about. Then after the letter showed up, everybody really got shaky. He said the Ritz hadn't shown up at one meeting. That's about all I can remember about it.
He talked to you all about the Houston meeting.
Not very much, really. He was he said there might be some indictments coming out of the Denver meeting because of some things that were happening, that the top BBAW members were getting nervous that somebody was pushing on them. But, you know, then again, I didn't really pay too much attention to what he was saying.
Did he elaborate on that at all? How the indictments would come down, or who would get in trouble, or what?
No, he really didn't say too much about it. He just said that the main people involved in the DBA that day, I assume, you know, it was the people that were in charge, or the national coordinators.
Can you think of anything else between the time you met him and the time of the Tinker Air Force Base accident?
Yes, one time he tried to sell me an M16, or he asked me if I wanted to buy an M16. And before that, I told him I wanted to buy a military rifle, but I wanted a legal M1. And so about a couple of weeks later, just before, this was after the demonstration, just before we were going to trial, he came by at the house and he said, "You want to buy an M16? I said, "No." And he said, "Okay." And that's all there was to it.
Just before what trial?
Our trial. For the Tinker incident.
And that was in August, was it not?
Ours was in May.
This was in May, so just before that.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go ahead and talk about the Tinker Air Force Base action now. Did you go over there with him?
No. I think he drove his car. Yeah, he drove his car. And I don't believe he was in the motorcade either. I can't remember really if he was or not.
Okay, what happened when, what did Tinker do there first night?
Pardon me?
The first night, what happened to me at the Tinker Air Force Base? We all went to Tinker, to the area where Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Well, we had the demonstration here first, or the rally here the night before, and then the next morning we went to Oklahoma City.
All right, tell me about that rally.
Okay, at the rally, Lemur showed up and he gave a speech and was saying how the VBAW was going to bring back some prisoners or something. This is just, you know, what he was telling a few of us, prisoners of war from Hanoi. And he said that some people were going to bring back what he used to a message to the people or something from Hanoi. But he didn't really tell the general audience what the plan was, but he did tell a few of us that he knew what was supposedly happening.
What was the plan?
Well, they were going to bring back two or three prisoners of war, and they were going to land someplace in the States. They were going to go by way of, but the plan, you know, the exact route was never known, because they were just going to do it. They, no, it wasn't prisoners of war, it was children. They were going to bring back children.
Did he say he was going on the trip?
No, he wasn't. For a while he thought he was, but then when he came to the demonstration, he wasn't.
That night here that he talked in Tulsa, did he urge people to go to the Tinker Air Force Base?
I believe so. I'm pretty sure he did. Everybody that spoke, almost positive did.
Okay, what happened the next day in Oklahoma City?
Okay, we had the rally at the Capitol building, and the lemur spoke, and a few other people spoke, and then everybody was going out to Tinker Air Force Base, so we went out there, and Bill was standing around and kind of talking. Everybody was milling around, really, and Bill came up and says, "We're going to go across the line and make it look spontaneous, so get ready."
Did he say that to you?
Yes. And one thing, I don't know if I can really testify about that, because I might perjure myself, because I didn't know Lemur was still a pig, and we were kind of protecting him at our trial, and we weren't, you know, putting the finger on any one person at all. So I don't know if it was with the perjury or not.
Do you know anybody he said something like that to, urged them to cross the line?
I think he said it to Ellen and Christy Henderson.
What did he say at the Capitol building?
He gave a real emotional speech. I can't remember exactly what it was.
Did you go to jail?
Yes.
Was he in jail too?
Yes.
Can you describe for me the behavior in jail?
Okay, first, the night we got busted, he was, I don't know, kind of down, feeling, looking like he felt real down. Then the next day, he was sick, and he was in his cell. He wasn't talking to anyone or anything. He was sleeping like he was crashing or something, I don't know. Besides that, I got out that afternoon. I didn't really talk to him while we were in. He was in a separate cell, but we could yell back and forth, and I didn't hear him say too awful much.
Do you know where he went after the Tinker up there?
Back to Fayetteville.
And then where?
He came back through here and said he was going to New York, Washington, and then down to Florida. Maybe a place in either Wisconsin or Chicago or something like that.
He definitely told you he was going to go to Florida.
Yeah.
Before he went to D.C.
Well, not before, but, you know, during the trip, he was going to go to Florida.
Did you say where in Florida?
Not really.
Did he give any indication what he was going to Florida for?
Seemed like he was going to meet with Scott Mill, the group, I believe. But he was had mine.
Are you sure he mentioned this to you before he went on the trip?
Yeah, I'm almost positive. Because I remember talking about Florida a couple of times, and he was talking about he'd been going down and was involved in some things down there.
Did he say what he was involved in down there? What he was
he did. He said that he was in on a little plot to do some things. He didn't really go into details that I, you know, it just stuck in my mind. It was just kind of, you know, lean and talking. And he said that the people were going to get busted for something. And that he had tried to talk them out of doing what they were going to do. And they just scoffed at him.
You're sure this is, he told you this before he left?
Yeah, it was before he left. It was after the bust at Oklahoma City. That was before he went, because he asked me to go with him, and I didn't do it.
When did you see him? Was it after his trip to Florida next time you saw him?
Oh, yeah.
Did he tell you anything about his trip?
No, not that I remember.
Did he say anything about Florida, what was going on down there, what the meeting was about? Mention anything about the convention?
It's all confusing. It's just, you know, real hard to remember. That I know he said something about the convention. Because we were just talking about conventions a lot then anyway. Yeah, as far as anything, just definitely I can't remember.
Remember, if you were talking about the conventions, you remember the general gist of the conversation?
Well, I hate to say, you know, that it was definitely, we were talking about Camille and everybody, but I don't know. I can't remember that.
Can you remember even the gist of it? What kinds of actions might be planned? Not necessarily who planned them, or what BBAW might be doing that way.
It seemed like he was talking about, you know, I still can't be definite. Because I read the papers and everything else. You know, it seemed like, you know, that there were going to be some automatic weapons fire and stuff like this. Just, you know, a lot of noise and commotion mostly. That was about it. And, oh yes, now, here we go. Let's see. Okay, after some of the, okay, this is after the meeting. I'm not sure if this is what time it was, but he said that Scott Camille and some other people were planning to assassinate George McGovern and blame it on the federal government, make it look like the government and Lemur had something to do with it. Either Scott had said this in a, he said that the FBI and Lemur were planning to shoot McGovern, or it was set up where it looked like the government did it, and it caused riots and stuff.
You're definite he said that?
Yes, I'm definite.
But you don't know exactly what he said?
No. That stuck in my mind. If Christy was here, we could get it together, because Christy and I talk to him every time.
I'm going to try to talk to Christy tonight. Do you think she'll talk to me?
I can't say one way or the other. I can go over and talk to her at work. I'm sure she will, but...
Okay.
I'm sure she will.
We're going to try to call her in a minute, so maybe you can get on the phone. All right, let's talk some more about it. Now, just to give you some perspective, he confessed to being an FBI agent,
yes,
informer, in Gainesville.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. So this was after he came back from Gainesville. See, he had already told him he was an FBI informer. He said that he was going to become a double agent. Okay, what can you remember from that time till the last time you saw him?
Okay, he said, I think I remember him saying that he confessed to the people down there and gave him some tapes on what he was doing.
and how it might help clear the people down there. And so
did he tell you he'd been an informer?
Yeah.
When did he tell you that?
It was after his last trip that I knew about. So.
What did he tell you about being an informer?
That there was somebody else down in Florida that was an informer also. And I can't remember the guy's name. Christy might remember if he told.
Is that her?
It does ring a bell.
Did he say where the informer was?
He was at the meeting. Lingler was there.
Did he say he knew definitely this guy was an informer?
Well, it's kind of a trade type thing. You know, they checked each other out, kind of, you know, looked at their style and what they were doing and their means of income and things like that.
Did he talk to that other informer about it?
I guess they went out and got drunk together or something. Right when we talked.
Did you get the impression the other person had confessed to Lumber being an informant?
Not actually. You know, they kind of just looked each other in the eye and shook their head type thing, you know, like you see on TV. This is the thing why I really didn't pay that much attention to what Lumber said, because a lot of this stuff seemed like right off TV. So I didn't pay too much attention.
When's the last time you saw him?
Last of June, something like that, middle of June sometime. It was after the indictments were under there.
Did he say anything to you at that time about the indictments or about grand jury or about what he'd been doing?
Okay, the FBI had flown him to Florida to testify or to give his version. And I don't know, the impression I got that he definitely didn't want to do it, that he was being kind of forced to do it. They were holding him pretty tight. And he was here once and he wanted to split, he was cutting out. So I gave him a sleeping bag and took him out the turnpike. But I guess that he never left town. He just went back, called him, went back to Arkansas.
You know what the FBI had over him when they could do it?
Not really, but you know, the thing that comes to mind with me is just drug. It's all I can think of. And maybe it's just a closed mind or I don't know what it is.
Do you know what he talked about to the grand jury or anything like that? What he would have said was wrong or they had done that was wrong or anything?
Not really. But like I said, you know, I was just kind of ignoring things. And after he told me that he was an agent, you know, kind of,
have you heard from him or about him since?
No, not really. Well, turn that off.